Thanks for tuning in to Get a Real Career Podcast, where building a better business is made simple. If you want more tips or want to check out the latest blog post, visit us at getarealcareer.com.
Hey guys and gals, good morning, top of the morning to you. I want to come and talk to you a little bit today in regards to a couple things. And I know this is a really tough topic, not necessarily a tough topic to talk about, but it's a sensitive topic to talk about because not a lot of people like doing it, right? As you all know, we're in the sales industry. A lot of people will say, well, you know, we're in the human relationship industry. Yeah, I can believe that too, but we're salespeople, guys. And one of the things we have to get over is this word of scripting and making phone calls and that sort of thing. So I'm going to really try to kind of lower your guard on this, help you fight through some things that you may be concerned about or got some fear wrapped around, to help you guys actually get out there, have some more conversations, and just really get back up on the phone. So the phones to me are the best way to sell real estate because I can widen my net quickly. And, you know, whether it was sitting in an open house or knocking a door or, you know, waiting on my friends and family to call me, the phone for me was a quicker way to make contacts. And I always believe that you have to make contacts to create customers. So one of the things I really want to talk about is the purpose of a call, right? The purpose of a call always, always, always will be to close the deal, right? But for in our instance, what we have to do is we have to get that appointment first. So if you're a person that is picking up the phone, rule number one, priority number one is this. You have to set an appointment. Now, I'll say this, and my mentor in life always told me when I was playing professional golf that every shot in a round of golf should have the same low level of importance. Meaning, it doesn't matter if you're taking the first shot from the first tee on Thursday morning or the last putt to make, to win the tournament on Sunday afternoon, they all have to have the same level of importance. And I think that's very true whenever you look at lead generation and making your phone calls, is that every lead that you generate and every time that the phone starts dialing that number, every lead should have the same level of importance. It doesn't matter if they registered on your site for a $150,000 home or a $1.5 million home, right? They all should have the same level of importance. And I'm going to get into what that kind of means, structure around your script. Now, I just said like the most forbidden word in real estate, script, right? I will say this, and I'll go out on a limb. I believe scripts, objection handlers, and that sort of thing are outdated. They are, everybody's saying the same thing, if that makes any sense, right? I've had a couple conversations this week where people are actually like, hey, I need a new script, right? So I've really been working on a script. I do a lot of training and coaching with Grant Cardone, if anybody knows who he is. World-renowned sales expert and that sort of thing. So I'm on his university, and I really, really look at ways to build the script that do one thing. And I think that this is, as we transition into maybe using a script and making it your own, using objection handlers and making them your own, or whether you're sitting on at a presentation because you set the appointment at the buyer consultation or listing appointment and making it your own. See, I think so many times we focus on the script, the objection handler, and the presentation, and we lose sight of what's most important. And that's actually solving the problem for the consumer. Wouldn't you agree? So let me ask you this. If you got on the phone today and I told you, hey, dial this phone number, and you go and you dial this phone number, and you have this phone conversation, or the lady or the man picks up, and you start to have this phone conversation, are you more worried about the script and the objection handler? Are you more worried about the question that they might ask that you don't know the answer to? Or are you worried about solving the problem that they might have? Right? So let me ask you this. If there's a lead that was generated maybe from your website, or it was a referral, or it was a person coming into an open house, what problems might they have? Right? It's our job as salespeople to figure out what those problems are. So how do you figure out those problems? You're not a psychic. I'm not either. You have to ask the question, right? So when you get into these scripts, you really got to understand, hey, what's my purpose here? What is the objective of this conversation? And how do I transition from the greeting to locking down the deal, right? So I'm going to give you guys a script. I'm going to go ahead and attach it in a couple areas, right? Whether you're seeing this on the blog, whether you're seeing this on YouTube, what other spaces? iTunes or Stitcher. iTunes or Stitcher will be tough for me because I can't include it in there. Maybe I can include it in the description. I don't know. I'll include some Dropbox links. They go to my Get a Real Career page, and you'll be able to see everything there. If you go to my Get a Real Career page, I'll just go ahead and post those there in the files section. And then the other thing, too, I want you to understand is that if you guys have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, please, please, please take the time out and do so. But let's get into these scripts, right? So let's talk a little bit about the makeup of these scripts. The makeup of these scripts always, always, always start with a greeting, okay? So, hi, Josh, my name is X, right? I don't ever use first and last name, and I always use the company I'm with because I'm in real estate and I should identify myself, right? Hi, Josh, my name is Josh with Remax. Hi, Josh, my name is Josh with Century 21, whatever it may be, guys. Then I move into the reason I'm calling. I don't spend a lot of time. I don't ask, how you doing? Hope all's well. I don't say any of that stuff, right? Hi, Josh. My name's Josh. I'm calling from Remax. And the reason I was calling today is because I noticed that your home popped up as an expired on our computers. And we're helping a lot of homeowners just like yourself. Right now, I'm getting ready to state a big claim. I'm helping a lot of homeowners just like yourself save thousands of dollars and actually close on their home in less than 90 days. Use a day, use a time period that makes sense for your marketplace. Yeah, I'm helping homeowners just like you keep thousands of dollars in their pocket. We're actually selling in less than 90 days. And the reason I was calling is to make sure that you still had interest in how we're doing that for other homeowners. But before I do that, I want to make sure that I'm not wasting your time and that my company can actually help you. So those two things are very important, right? When you move away from the reason I'm calling, the reason I'm calling big claim, big claim, big claim, you have to have something to support it, obviously. But do not worry about supporting that right now on the phone, right? So, hi, my name is Josh. I'm looking for, is this Josh? Yes, this is Josh from my home group. Hey, the reason I'm calling today is because we're helping homeowners just like you save thousands of dollars, keeping thousands of dollars in their pocket. We're selling their home in less than 90 days. And I was just calling to see if you had any interest in me showing you exactly what we do to help homeowners just like yourself. But before I do that, see how I transitioned? I don't let them answer the question. But before I do that, I want to make sure that I'm not wasting your time because I know it's valuable. And the second thing is I got to make sure my company can actually help you. So let me ask you, why do you think the home didn't sell in the first place, right? And now I'm going to get into a list of questions. I'm going to ask two or three or four questions, right? And after that, what I'm really going to focus on is locking the deal down, right? Here's the big thing. Once you ask those questions and you kind of get a little bit of pain, now you're going to start to understand that there's what? There's problems, okay? And what I need you to understand in this process is you got to ask what the problem is. Even if you know what the problem is, ask it. You know, Josh, I hear what you're saying. It sounds like, you know, you had a rough time with the last agent and you just don't feel like they did the job for you or whatever it might be. Let me ask you, what's that one problem, that problem that keeps you up at night, the problem that keeps you answering phone calls from people just like myself, probably bugging you and taking your time? What's that one problem? If you could solve that one problem, what would it be? Shut up, right? Allow them to answer the question. And here's where you have to go next, right? Here's where you have to go next. Make sure that after they tell you the problem, ask this question, because this puts it in perspective to what that problem's actually doing to them, right? You know, Josh, how much do you think that problem's actually costing you each month, right? And you see my tonality, how it goes up and it goes down, it goes up and it comes down. You know, I got to mirror and match what they're doing as well. So I'm sure that you've heard that throughout your sales career or real estate career or whatever you've been doing. I got to mirror and match that tonality too. But whenever I have something that's exciting, I come up. And when I have something that I want to place some doubt on, I come down, right? And so I'm going to ask that question. How much do you think that problem's actually been costing you each month, right? And then I'm going to go into the close. So look here, when do you have 15 or 20 minutes for me to stop by the home, show you our program, show you how we save homeowners just like yourself thousands of dollars at the closing table when we sell their home under 90 days? And you know what? Let's just say I could only do half of what I told you about the last owner. Maybe I couldn't save you thousands and thousands, but what if I could save you a few thousand dollars? Right? If I could do just half of what I did for the last person, when is there a time I could come by the house, show you our programs, and would tonight or tomorrow be better for you, right? So those are some of the things that you have to get into. You're going to catch some objections on that. I'll include my objection handlers in there. But when you get an objection, ask more questions, okay? So I would always go back to the script. I would ask two or three questions within that initial script, ask for the appointment, ask what the problem is, ask them how much it's cost them, ask for the appointment, right? And then they give you an objection, ask two more questions, close, right? And so here's some things, right? And I'll include four or five, maybe six or seven different closes for you. But you have to ask a question when they give you an objection. Don't answer the objection, right? So if they tell you, well, something about, I don't know, we're gonna go with the last agent. Well, don't you think you deserve it, a second opinion on, what your house might sell for in today's market? Look, what if I could show you a different process to get you a different result? Would you at least be interested in me showing you our program? See, I asked the question to handle the objection, and then I asked for the close, right? Or asked for the appointment. So just a couple things there. Guys and gals, I want you to focus on a couple things here as we end this little segment today. Quit focusing on your script. Quit focusing on the objection. Quit focusing on the presentation and focus 100% of your time on problem solving, whatever it may be for that homeowner, okay? So I hope that serves you well. Again, click on the link, follow me, subscribe on YouTube, click on the links. If you guys have any questions, I will chat with you soon. All the best now. Take care.